Hello there.
It's showtime, Mr. Funny Bones.
With your hosts, Tyler Kane and Alex Lyshow, this is Two Clowns and a Goat.
We are back.
Back, baby.
Dude, so we just did like an hour-long Bachelor season recap, sort of, and also delved into the benefits of cheese on chicken.
Yeah, which I'm still a little bit bad
about. You're not, like, if it's Italian food, I can get it. Like Parmesan chicken, it's okay. But fried chicken, putting cheese on it, no thanks.
Yeah, big mistake.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, but like, I feel really warmed up right now. Like, I'm just...
Yeah,
podcasting moot.
Yeah, we're like, we just did our, we got our stretch in, and we're flexible, we're ready to hit the field.
Yeah, so we have a new goat coming on later in the episode.
It's gonna be fun.
We have had, and I also didn't realize it because I didn't realize Arnav wasn't actually American, but we had our first international guest on. We had our first goatess.
Yes.
We had our first drunk person.
Yes.
In Rhea. And now we have our first redhead coming on later.
We are a picture of diversity.
We are, aren't we? I think every week we just make some sort of record, some yeah. groundbreaking intro into a new field.
We are breaking glass ceilings week in, week out.
So I got to ask, how did the trivia night go?
Trivia night was a disaster.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. There's some trivias where you go and... Like, there are questions that are hard, but you can debate, and you can, yeah. like, argue with each other, and then you can submit the wrong answer, you all get mad at each other, and it's fun, and it's great. Then there's trivia where it's like, you get to halftime, and you've never heard of the answers. There's no debate, it's just people just throwing out random answers. That's what happened. It was so hard, dude. It was so hard. We didn't know anything after the first round.
Jeez.
There were about four presidents questions. Here's a sample of one of the questions, like, just to get a feel.
Okay.
Name the only five U.S. presidents who, when they were inaugurated, did not have any biological children.
Millard Fillmore?
And then he says, by the way, they're all before the Civil War. And it's just like, what? We put Millard Fillmore, he wasn't an answer.
Yeah.
He was like, Pierce.
I can't tell you how happy it makes me that you put Millard Fillmore, though.
We did. I was like, you got to put Millard Fillmore. You got to put it down. So it was just, it was a joke. And we're not going back there. We're not going back there.
Where was it?
It was at this place called, I don't remember what it was called. It was some tavern. Get this, though. So I was really hungry that night. Really, really hungry. I was in the mood for a nice hamburger.
Okay.
And so I go right to the hamburger section, and there was like, you know, your normal American hamburger with American cheese on it, not chicken, but a nice burger.
Okay.
Then there was, you know, a couple other ones. One of them was called the Mushroom Wild Risotto Burger.
And interesting.
That sounds good, because I love risotto and I love mushrooms.
I hate mushrooms, but...
Go for it. Mushrooms open up your mind, by the way.
Yeah. My mind's too big. If it opens up, it's just going to, like, never close, so...
So I get this burger, and it comes out, there's no patty. The patty is the risotto. Like, they had, like, fried it or pressed it into a patty.
Oh, my gosh. All right, that does sound kind of good.
No, it was a joke.
Well, you didn't like it?
No, I was expecting a burger patty with the risotto on it. So now I'm eating, like, this vegetarian, vegan thing, and I'm like, we didn't know any of the answers, and I was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, one of the most disgusting moments of my life is when I was accosted by some vegans inside Tate, and they just wanted me to try their vegan burger, and it was just as gross as I imagined it always would be.
What is a vegan burger? It's just like pressed squash?
Yeah, it looks like, basically, like if your dog had vomited up dog food, that's how it looked like. And so I got some ketchup, I put some ketchup on it, and then I bit into it, and that's about what it tasted like. So
that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
But so, trivia, better or worse than Johnny's?
Johnny's was much better. And we weren't ever good at Johnny's.
Yeah. Do you remember that one night? It was like me, you, and Tori, and we got like 20 points going into halftime, then like came back and got like third place or something.
We had one good night there, and that was the night, yes.
Yeah.
Was that the night Benjamin was there too?
No, I don't think so. I want to say that's – I want to say that might be the night we had our blind dates. Or maybe not.
I didn't have a blind date.
Well, sorry.
You did.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah, no, but Johnny's was a lot better. Remember when we saw those guys taking on that challenge?
Oh, that was great, too. I forgot about that.
That was cool. That was cool. But, yeah, so we're not going to go back to trivia there. And I don't know. Like, I love a good Tuesday night trivia spot. This was not it. This was not it.
Well, maybe you can find something else. I really want to, like, find people to go to a trivia night with in the city. Like, I feel like Philly would be a great trivia city.
Yeah,
doesn't
dude.
It? Just seems like it. But my disappointment of the night is today is March 14th, Pi Day. Your pie had $3.14 pizzas.
Okay.
And I went to the one on Alps and the line was literally out the door next to the yogurt place. And I just turned around and went to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. So.
Well, it started off as a loss, but you salvaged it with a chick. So you can't be that upset. I didn't even know it was pie today. I didn't even make the connection.
Yeah, no. I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson tweet out all the numbers of pie. And I didn't figure it out until, like, much later in the afternoon, so.
Wow. Wow, dude. I'm going to look up deals after we get done with this. And I'm going to
see if you can find someone.
I mean, I haven't had a good pizza in, like, months, dude. I just don't eat pizzas.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go check it out. That's a good call, dude. do you want to hear about my Gaelic football?
Oh, yeah, please.
So I think I told you I got invited to play Gaelic football last Saturday, right?
Wait, no, sorry. I thought you were talking about your flag football and we're just calling it Gaelic football because Irish people were in it. Is this something different?
Oh, I didn't tell you this?
No.
Last week at work, probably on Thursday, I get a Skype message from this guy that sits in the office with me. And he's like, "Hey there, laddie. You want to play some Gaelic football with us on Saturday?" And I was like, "Okay, yeah, sounds good." And he goes, "Oh, by the way, it's at 6 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday." And I was like, "Gosh, dude, like you had me commit to this, and then you dropped that in on me." So I end up going buy some cleats on Friday. Saturday morning, I wake up at 5:30. I'm out the door by 5:50, and I head to it's like an indoor field to go play Gaelic football. So I show up. There's 20 Irishmen there on this field. And I'm sitting there like, gosh. And they all have like these high socks on. They're all wearing like really high shorts.
Oh,
and like these tight jerseys. Yeah. It was like cross country shorts, maybe a little bit longer. But I was like, what have I got myself into? And I show up with these $5, $10 cleats I bought from Goodwill. That were horrible. Like, they were horrible cleats, so they didn't support my ankles at all. I've got my gym shorts on. I've got my ankle socks on. Like, what have I done here? So I end up getting up onto the pitch, and it was a disaster, dude.
What is Gaelic football?
It's a mixture of football, soccer, basketball, and volleyball. So there's a soccer goal. Above the soccer goal is a goalpost, like a field goal.
Okay.
It's a 100-yard field or whatever, and two teams of 10 play against each other. Now, the ball is a soccer ball shape. You're basically playing with a soccer ball.
Okay.
You can advance the ball down the field by grabbing it and just running, okay? But when you run and you're holding the ball, you can take 4 steps before you have to dribble it off the ground. And then you can take another 4 steps before you have to, as you're running, throw the ball onto your foot and kick it back up to yourself. And then you can take another 4 steps and dribble again. So that's the only way you can advance the ball.
That's insane.
You can pass the ball, but you can't like throw it like a football or a baseball. You have to hit it like a volleyball underhand to pass the ball to your teammates that are streaking by you. And then at any point, you can kick it like a soccer ball.
How do you play defense?
Exactly. So you can shoulder check. But when someone has the ball, like, you can't hook them. But you can, like, swat at the ball it's really hard, dude. I'm not saying it wasn't fun because, you know, I wasn't good at it. And if I was good at it, it'd be much more fun. But it wasn't that enjoyable looking back on it. It sucked, dude. It sucked. And I was back in my bed by 7:15 a.m.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
It wasn't fun. It was not fun. So that was it. That was my Gaelic football experience. I'll never play again.
Oh, man. I wonder how this fits into the IRA plan.
That is an interesting question. Maybe it's just like they're building a brotherhood.
Yeah, was this like your first test? Or this might have been
the initiation.
Yeah, let's see how he does Gaelic football.
Yeah, because I've had a couple guys come up to me this week. And, like, dude, I was so bad that they were basically, like, I was breaking the rules because I didn't know how to play. And like, they were taking it really seriously. And some of the guys, when I would, like, make a move, they'd be like, that's illegal. That's a ref. Because it was a ref up there.
Nice.
And the ref's like, we're going to let it go, boys. He's new. Like, I was awful. But I've had some guys come up to me this week and they're like, you should have seen this guy. He's a natural out there on the pitch. And I'm like, You're seducing me into this IRA program.
Yeah. So I feel like they're like, I wonder if they're like, oh man, we invited this kid to play flag football with us.
That's so, what I'm hoping for.
your redemption shot is coming.
It's coming. I gotta go buy a football because I haven't thrown one since Christmas. And before that I hadn't thrown since August.
Dude, at the bachelor party, not the bachelor party, like the night before the wedding, we all went to Walmart and we just found this football in the middle of an aisle and we're just throwing it back and forth. And I just miss it. Oh man, I miss it.
I miss it so much. It's like those, like the days that we woke up and we were either going to read or had a game.
Great.
You just woke up and it just, the sun was always shining. It was just a great day when that happened.
Yep.
And we were staying hydrated and
we were staying hydrated. Oh man. I forgot about that. I need to bring that phrase back. I just need to start throwing in messages.
You do. So I get out of the Gaelic football. I go back to my bed at 7:15. I'm in bed for like 3 or 4 hours just hanging out. And then I decide to go get a haircut. TC?
Why'd you say it like that? What happened?
I'm in a big dilemma.
Okay.
I'm going to describe it to you right now. Like it's been the haircut place, getting my haircut, the process has been an issue for me my entire life. I've never figured it out. There's a couple things I hate. One, every time I go to the haircut place, you have to spend $20, which I think is a lot of money.
Yes.
Two, you have to spend all that money for a very enjoyable, a very unenjoyable experience.
Yes.
With these haircut ladies and guys who are so hard to figure out. You show up, you sit down, and then you both are playing this little game. Are we going to talk to each other? You're touching my head, but I'm acting like it doesn't matter. Are we going to break the ice? It's just very uncomfortable. And then even sometimes when someone breaks the ice, the other person doesn't reciprocate.
Yep.
And then it just kind of goes back into the hole. I hate playing the game. It's very uncomfortable. You're getting touched the whole time. I don't like it. I've had very, very few people that have been like comfortable with when I get my haircut. And then three, every time I get my haircut, it's a shank. Like the front of my hair is just, it's a joke, dude. It's all over the map. It never looks good after I get it cut. So here's what happens on Saturday.
Okay.
I've been going to Supercuts, or maybe it's a Great Clips. I don't know. I get them confused.
They're the same thing.
I show up, and for the past 3 times I've gone, I get this same lady. She's probably in her 50s. She's a sweetheart. She's got this 11-year-old kid. Last time I went, we talked about Fortnite for 20 minutes. This time we were talking about traveling. Like the conversations are effortless. We recognize each other now. Like we enjoy each other's company. Like it's really great. Here's the problem. Every single time I go, she shanks my hair beyond repair. Like, it's not even close to being good. Like, it's like I walk out of there, I'm like, this is awful.
This is awful. So, you finally found someone, you broke the ice. You found
the ice,
the comfort, but now you don't get the product.
Now I don't get the product. So, now my dilemma is, do I bail on the comfortability of this lady at Grey Clips for the potential of someone who can cut my hair better? Or what? Do I stick with comfortable and just accept that my hair is going to look like a joke the rest of the time I live up here?
What do you tell them when you, like, so, because that was my issue for the longest time. Like, what do you say? Like, what do you want them to do to your hair? What do you tell them? They ask you, all right, what do you want?
I say 3 on the sides, rounded back, halfway up the sideburns, clean up the top.
Okay. It's more than I've ever said in my life. And
well, you go to the barbershop now. So you
yeah,
just go there, you I, do like a couple like ear signals, maybe rub your eyebrow, and they know what they need to do.
Yeah, I've definitely upgraded. If I was you, I would bail out. There's nothing worse than knowing, all right, my hair just sucks today. There's nothing I can do about it. But that's
where do you think me. I should go? Should I go to a barbershop?
Dude, I cannot, because I was like, I'm one of those people that $10 is too much for a haircut. Like, why is it this much money?
Yeah.
And now I pay $45, but I love it. Like,
gosh, the dude, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but he does a great job. And just specifically with this guy and like the page boy place, like you sit down and it's like a manly like haircut place. It feels good. And then we just talked about the NBA for like 30 minutes and then I'm out of there.
So you have the quality and the comfortability.
I have, yeah, I'm good. And I get a shampoo. I am paying
a poo. You're getting a poo too?
Yeah. It's all included. It's great.
So let's talk about that then. Who rubs your hair?
He does.
So you have a guy rubbing shampoo in your hair.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Is he scratching your head?
No, he's not scratching my head. All he does is he lathers up, he gets in there, he rubs it around. Like, it takes like maybe less than 10 seconds to do that. He rubs it with a towel, then he gets it back to where it needs to be. Then I'm out.
So he only suds your hair for 10 seconds?
Yeah, about that.
Wow, that's pretty efficient.
It's good. It's really good.
Now, is there anything about this process that makes you slightly uncomfortable?
No. Honestly, like, once you get there, and because, like, the worst thing is your, you know, your thought process and your apprehension, like, going into it. You're like, this is dumb. Why am I paying this much for a haircut? Why am I going to this place? And then once you leave, you're like, wow, that was actually all worth it. And then you're hooked for life.
Wow, dude. You're very convincing.
I'm telling you, if you just want to give it a shot one time, see if you like it, at least at the very least, to just get, because they are like good at fixing your hair. So if you just give them to fix your hair and then you can go back to getting it cheap and just make it look like this, like how it was last time.
Do you think there's barbershops in Madison?
I don't know. So definitely do some research. Okay. I was referred to this by one person. And it was a great referral. So if you want to go online and maybe like
go to Yelp,
go to Yelp, because it's technically a salon, but they have a section that is just a barbershop for guys. And I'm not sure if that's going to be everywhere or not.
So that's interesting. That's interesting. Is he talking to you when he's shampooing your hair?
No.
So it's that's a silent treatment right there.
Yeah, this the 10-second moment of silence. It's a respectable moment.
I'm intrigued. I won't lie. I'm intrigued. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Are there allergies in Wisconsin?
Dude, it's funny that you mentioned that because you know my allergies and yes. I know your allergies.
Yes.
Like, we're equally bad. I have not sneezed in months.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's
that is amazing.
Phenomenal, dude. Like, I was getting allergy shots.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting allergy shots. I moved up here. I went to go get one allergy shot. I had a horrible reaction to it. I had to get an EpiPen. But since then, dude, like, so far, Now, I did move here in August, so I don't know how spring's going to be. And spring won't come till like, May.
Yeah.
So I won't have a definitive answer, but I have not sneezed in months.
Like, the past month and a half has been pretty bad, and, like, last week it finally got to the point where, like, I was sneezing so much that I actually caught a cold. I don't know if you've ever had that to where it actually makes you sick. And so I'm just getting over that, and I'm like, it's March. I shouldn't have to be dealing with this yet. It's supposed to be cold.
How hot is it down there right now?
Right outside right now, it's like, solid, let me pull it up. It was 75 degrees.
Wow, that's short weather. Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, you're gonna be going through the doldrums here for the next probably month and a half.
I know. It's gonna be bad.
I remember a day when you like literally sneezed 100 times.
It happens so often. I don't even know which one you're talking about.
I don't remember the exact day. I don't remember where we were, but I remember you could not stop sneezing. It was insane.
Flag football season, like, I love it, but it's always during the springtime. It's always outside, and it always kills me. I just remember, like, whether it was a read or a game, like, when my mind is focused and, like, I'm actually, like, being physically active, like, I don't notice it. I can, like, deal without it. But it's, like, those moments where, all right, I have to sit down for a sec or stop running or, like, right after we're done, it just all, like, catches up to me, and then I'm just dying.
Yes. Well, I wish you luck down there.
Thank you. We had texted Tori earlier. You know, she's a little upset that she lost her best guest status. Yes. And I don't know if you saw it, but I told her she could fight Arnoff to the death for it. So who do you think would win?
Arnoff has some training in UFC, jiu-jitsu, whatever that. I don't know exactly what he does.
Okay.
But he does know, like, those moves. Like, he knows wrestling moves. Like he watches UFC and he knows, like, the grapples and this kind of stuff.
Okay.
But I would put my money on Tori.
I would, too.
Because I think Arnov's a little girl. And I hope he listens.
I think Arnov's, like, if Tori is a good builder, if she can double ramp, she's going to be fine. Just gets the high ground. I think Arnov, like, he's just gonna forget that he can just put a wall up and it's gonna be over.
Oh my god,
I wanted to make that joke in the group text, but then he wouldn't be able to hear it, so.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so do you want to get into some NFL talk, get our goat on here?
Let's get our goat on. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay.
There we go.
All right. Yeah, we're all good.
Welcome to the show.
This is like the first time I've ever been the second one to join whenever we have someone else. I'm ashamed.
You should probably be better next time. Just saying.
Yeah. It was working fine until you got here. It's your ginger curse. So how's it feel to be on a professional podcast?
I feel insulted, first of all, so I don't think it's that professional.
What do you mean insulted?
Whoa.
No offense to you, just all offense given toward Tyler.
Okay, so you call him Tyler.
Yes, I do.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I have another identity. I don't know if you're aware of my other identity.
Well, you never told me about the identity. So
I also go by TC.
Wait. Uh-huh. Wait, you've never told me that you go by TC.
So it depends on, like, all right, so I met Mikey through my first roommate that I met at church.
Okay.
Freshman year, I introduced myself as Tyler. And then so everyone I've met through him knows me as Tyler. Everyone I've met through you knows me as TC.
You're a double agent.
I know, it's crazy.
Well, we need to convert. Okay. You got to start calling him TC because it just has a ring to it.
I could try. I'm not going to promise anything.
All right. I'll take that. I'll accept that.
Yeah. So we just got done recording our Bachelor recap. Did you want us to give you like a quick summary or?
No, I think I can hold out.
Okay.
I'm good on not knowing what happened.
That's fine.
I appreciate it, though.
Yeah,
I
just thought it
off. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the real reason that we're all here. The NFL is upon us again.
It is. It is.
So I don't even remember the last time we recorded. Did we talk about Mr. Big Chest back then?
I don't know. I don't think we did, because that happened.
I don't think we did either. Yeah.
That happened on Monday or Tuesday, I think.
Okay. Or well, Sunday. He's a Raider now. Is this a good move?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
I think everyone loses. AB's going to the Raiders. He's irrelevant now. He's out on the West Coast on the worst team out there. The Raiders spent way too much money for him. They gave up too much capital for him. And the Steelers lost one of the best wide receivers, although he is a head case. That offense ran through him and Le'Veon.
I don't know. Like, at the same time, it was only a third and a fifth. And if they're looking to – I mean, they had a ton of cap to, like, spare. And they didn't have a number one wide receiver anyway. I'm kind of leaning like this is a good deal for them.
No, I don't think so either. I'll agree. They didn't give up a lot for him. They did give up like a third and a fifth for him. But at the same time, there's not much else there other than Antonio Brown now.
Yeah, they just cut Jordy, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had that written down, too.
He's coming home. He's coming home. Anyways.
They have A.B. Tyrell Williams. Do they have Jared Cook still, or is he gone?
He's gone.
He's gone? Okay. Well,
he was talking with the Saints today, last I heard. I didn't hear how it went, though.
I don't know. So I think Carr's days in L.A. are numbered. I think he's probably on his last year. Or he might also end up getting traded to the Dolphins before then. But
wait, Derek Carr?
Yeah. Doesn't he seem like a Dolphin to you?
No, he doesn't at all.
Really? I feel like
he's I feel like he's too good to play quarterback at Miami. And keep in mind, I don't think Derek Carr is that good.
Well, sucks. I don't know. We know Gruden's not keeping him around. I still think they are trying to go after Kyler in the draft. I don't know if they'll be able to get him. But I think having AB there for whatever quarterback they get next is probably going to be beneficial.
How much pull do you think Gruden has over Mayock? Because these don't seem like Mike Mayock moves.
I feel like they're total Mayock moves. He got you know, the best left tackle on the free agency. He got the best wide receiver on the free agency. And is that it?
I think they signed someone else. I forgot who it was.
They signed Tyrell Williams, but he's not like anything. I don't know. So I don't know. Like, the draft is going to be the biggest. Like, whether they go after T.J. Hockenson or whether they actually take positions they need, I think that's going to say a lot.
They have to hit on all three of those. Have to.
Yeah. So, Mikey, as a Broncos fan, are you now scared of Antonio Brown?
No, I'm not, because Derek Carr still has to throw him the ball, and he couldn't do it with Amari Cooper either. So,
that's a great point.
That's fair. I think I saw some post today, like, great, so now Derek Carr can throw 50 under routes a game to Tyrell Williams.
Oh, like, I feel like, again, as a Denver quarterback, like, we can't make fun of quarterbacks when Denver doesn't have one. So
they do, though. That's what you don't know yet.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to agree yet. We will see on what he brings.
Denver is a dark horse this year. I'm really feeling good about Denver.
I'm hoping so. I will pull all cards out for it. But I do think Derek Carr is like the Dak Prescott of the AFC West.
That's actually pretty accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't throw more than 20 yards, but, you know, he relies on other players to win the game.
So,
do they still have Lynch?
I think so.
Okay.
Paxton? Yeah, I think they do.
Marshawn
Lynch.
Oh.
Paxton went to Miami. Now that's a Miami quarterback.
Paxton Lynch is in Miami.
Week one.
I thought he did.
I didn't know that. Holy cow. Yeah, he's definitely starting week one. Like, he's just the new Brock Osweiler.
Aren't they the same guy?
I think so. Like, what is with these? Like, they sent Osweiler to Texans and then to the Dolphins, and now Paxton's just basically following in his footsteps. That's amazing.
No, Paxton's in Seattle.
Oh. That's pretty lame.
That's disappointing.
That would be way more exciting if he was in Miami.
Yep.
So, you have Flacco. And other than that, the only major signing has been Kareem Jackson, which I think is pretty good for the Broncos, honestly. So, who you have Chris Harris, you have Kareem Jackson. Who's the other corner? Because you traded Roby.
Yeah, they traded Roby out. I think – I forget who the other one was.
I can't remember if it was anyone good or not.
We drafted Langley, but the last time I heard, they were moving Langley to wide receiver.
Good.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because that's the same thing he did at Georgia. When he was playing for Georgia, they moved him from corner to wide receiver as well.
Okay, because I don't see the Broncos as a dark horse at all. I see them as probably bottom two with the Raiders for the AFC West.
Well, that I would agree with, but they're going to sneak in as like a sixth seed. And they're going to be dangerous. You're talking about Joe Cool in the playoffs, in the cold, in the altitude, in this, he's in the stadium that he launched his magical Super Bowl run in. That dude, that crowd is going to love him. He's built for Denver. And they've got the running game. They've got what's-his-face on the offensive line, Bowles at left tackle. They're solid.
Yep, and they went and signed Juwan James, too, as a free agent. So.
Yeah.
The, okay. What are they missing? They're going to probably draft a wide receiver in the draft.
Quarterback? Oh, sorry. That was rude.
You're talking about a Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
I think Jacoby Jones was. Never
mind. Missing wide receivers still. I don't know. I just don't see them competing.
You could draft a wide receiver, though.
Yeah, because that works out great. but I don't see it. We'll see.
I'll say their biggest need right now is probably get somebody to help out the secondary. Like, the fact that we cut Darian Stewart and didn't sign any of the safeties that went in the free agency was pretty bad. So,
yeah, it's weird.
We definitely need a new corner or make a splash with, like, a trade or a safety or something like that.
The Ravens literally lost, like, all their key players on defense, like, big names, and then they just signed Earl Thomas.
Yep.
I think I talked to both of you about this. I don't see them losing a step anymore. I think they're just going to step right back into being okay.
I just don't think they're that good to start with, even before they lost these guys.
Because I was thinking about this, like, in the car today. Like, they always have, you know, playmakers on the front seven. When's the last time they had, like, a good corner? Like Ladarius Webb?
Yeah, I think that was his name. Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of for like the past almost 10 years now.
He was really good. Yeah, that's all I can think of too.
It's just weird to me. Like, they just seem like the Patriots on defense. They can just have a system, everyone plays the system, and they have the best defense in the NFL every year. So
yeah, it's weird. The teams that don't have, like, the teams that don't pay their corners a lot somehow always make it work.
Yeah, always have good corners.
That's true.
But let's talk about, because I know you want to talk about it, the Packers got a lot scarier on defense.
Let's go, baby. Most money we've ever spent in free agency.
Yeah, this is not your Ted Thompson Packers.
It all happened in an hour and a half. Like, I got to work at 8:15, and that, as I'm walking in the door, all of a sudden I see Za'Darius Smith signed, and I was like, what? We're making moves. And then it was just like every 10 minutes I checked, bang, Preston Smith, bang, Amos. And then we had a tackle or a guard or whatever. It was such an exciting day. It felt like it was Christmas morning. I think we have something going now. And now here's the best part about it. We spent so much money. We still have $17 million in cap. So somehow we didn't break the bank. And now we can draft the best player available. We don't have to be stuck drafting just a pass rusher.
Yeah, they can do that twice.
If Devin White falls to us, I'm going to be ecstatic. Because then I think our defense is complete.
Yeah. Because I literally thought it was really funny they weren't going to do anything again, and it was going to be a good joke that I could just make fun of you for. And then, like you said, in like an hour and a half, they signed Preston Smith, who I thought we might go after him after we got ditched at the prom by
Bar.
What's his face? Yeah.
I think we already had him by the time Bar bailed.
Yeah, so you have a really good secondary now. I think adding Amos makes that really, really easy, especially with as well as the Louisville kid played last year.
Jair.
Yeah, Jair. So you can still probably need a pass rusher. I knew Za'Darius Smith, but I didn't know, like, oh, he's supposed to be a pass rusher specialist.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely better than you've had in years already.
Here's the thing. Neither of these pass rushers are, like, wow, like elite talents. And we definitely overpaid for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But we needed the depth. We needed to open up our draft possibilities. And we also needed to send a message to the locker room that said, we're going for it all. We're not messing around anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah. All three of those things are worth the money, I think.
Yeah. So just speaking of going for it all, can someone tell me why the Jets aren't making the playoffs?
Sam Darnold's the other quarterback.
That's you take that back.
Sorry. I figured I'd hit you where it hurts. And that's your number one guy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So, like, our defense is now amazing, and it was already pretty good last year. The only thing we need is a corner, which we can probably, you know, just sign one of these guys that's left later. Darnold's going to be improved. We have Le'Veon Bell. Like, this is great. This is great.
So give me the starting offense. What is it? We got Darnold at Q, Le'Veon at RB.
Yeah, Darnold, Le'Veon. You have Robbie Anderson and Quincy Enunwa and probably Crowder. I don't know if he's going to play this. I think he probably played the slot more on the Redskins, right?
Yeah. He's a slot guy.
Yeah. So Enunwa plays outside, but he also lines up a tight end like freakishly often. But with the way that Chris Herndon exploded last year, I feel like he'll probably just play the outside. So
how's the O-line?
O-line is better. O-line is better. So okay. We signed one center off the free agency whose name I can't remember. We traded for Ozamil, the guard from the Raiders. That was pretty good.
Oh, suddenly.
Yeah. That's what I said. So it's already way better. And Le'Veon just needs an average offensive line, and he'll find the hole.
I mean, it sounds solid. It sounds solid.
It does, doesn't it?
They're not playoff ready yet.
Oh, come on. I know I literally said like 2 weeks ago that we probably need another year before playoff ready, but that's all changed.
I think you guys could hit 7 wins this year. Maybe 8. 7-8.
I'm hoping for at least 9.
That's a lot of hoping. I'll agree. I think y'all break even at like 8-8.
See, we get to play the Dolphins twice, though.
Yeah, you also play the Patriots twice.
I'm feeling very, very optimistic right now. And how awesome would a Jets-Browns AFC Championship game be?
It wouldn't be great at all.
It would be like the best thing ever. What are you talking about? Like, we haven't seen these teams be good in years, and now all of a sudden they're winning the AFC. This is going to be such a great – like, the next 10 years are going to be amazing for football.
I don't like the fact that you're including the Jets' name with the Browns right now.
Oh, come on. All right, look, obviously the Browns are better, but until I see more, like, consistent on-the-field success, like, they're just better on paper. That's it.
I think they're going to be sick.
I think they are, too. But...
Did you guys see that picture of Baker with Jarvis and Odell?
Yeah, I did.
It's kind of scary.
It is. It is.
I would normally really shy away from buying into the dream team hype, like the Eagles of 2010, the Rams. Like, I just don't buy into the free agent spending glitz and glamour hype that comes with it, because it almost always falls apart. When you get that many big personalities and that many big contracts together, it just doesn't work. But Baker Mayfield has something special in his personality. I think it works because of him. I think they're going to be really good.
I think his personality meshes pretty well with Odell's, honestly.
Yeah.
They're going to be boys.
Oh, yeah. So let's go through this. Pick the best free agency winner, Mikey?
Oof. I would say you got the Jets so far because technically nobody else, all the big names were picked up in trades.
Thanks.
Like Le'Veon Bell was like the biggest free agency that got signed.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is a trade.
But I mean, he was basically a free agent.
Yeah, in his mind. But I guess he talked it up. But yeah, I would say the Jets so far only because of Le'Veon Bell.
Okay. Alex, who's the biggest loser?
Biggest loser I have as the Giants.
That's accurate. So let's talk about, because I don't see what they're doing. I really don't see if there's – is there a plan that I'm missing here?
There's no plan. Gettleman is an absolute moron.
They replaced Odell's with Golden Tate, by the way.
So yeah.
Watch out for Golden Tate. Is going to be the next Odell Beckham in New York.
Is there a difference between Golden Tate and Sterling Shepard as a player?
One is older.
Because like they're both like slot guys, right? They're both just sit there in the slot and do people out. So, gosh. Like, yeah, I feel bad for Eli a little bit.
Remember when you had the Giants in the NFC Championship game last year?
Yeah, I do. Listen, we already called me out on it on our year in review, so it's off the table.
That's a good point. You've double been cleansed. Jeopardy. Yep. Sorry, you've been cleansed. You're right.
So, because they traded Odell, they get rid of Landon Collins, they get rid of Olivier Vernon. I literally can't think of any more impact players like they could have done away with more than they already did.
Yeah, what are they doing? And don't forget, they passed on Sam Darnold last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, so I feel like that was a good move.
I love this.
I think Saquon
always could never forget that Sam Darnold's first throw in the NFL was a pick six.
Was a touchdown. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a pick
good
six.
Good on you remembering.
Yeah, it was a touchdown for the other team.
Why does like this? Because it looks like Saquon like might have a shot at just mirroring Barry Sanders' career right now.
Ooh, that's a good point. I like that.
Literally the best player on the team, like easily now. It's not even close. He has no offensive line help. He doesn't have any defensive help anymore. So
the Giants are a dumpster fire, and it's in the biggest market in the country. It's just, and you also have, don't forget, the Knicks just trade away Porzingis. Just New York sports are a disaster.
Yes, outside of one exception, but it's in New Jersey, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
So dark horse. Are the Niners a dark horse? I think I texted one of you this earlier today. Because, like, last year they were everybody's dark horse. You know, Jimmy G came on at the end of the two seasons ago. Oh, the Niners are a dark horse for the Super Bowl. Dark horse for the Super Bowl. I literally kind of keep forgetting he actually played last year just with how early he went out.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anyone talking about him. They signed Tevin Coleman, which is weird to me. They signed Jason Verrett and then Antoine Exum, the safety.
Yep.
And Jordan Matthews. So, like, I think.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they just signed him, like, literally an hour before we started. So, Jordan Matthews is now a 49er.
I like their team.
I like their team, too.
Here's the problem. I don't think Garoppolo's that good.
I still don't think we have a large enough sample size.
I think, from what I've seen, last year, he had wobbly throws. He had throws that weren't even close. He was rushing. I don't know. It didn't look right. Nothing looked good about it.
I cannot remember him playing, honestly. Like, I can't remember any of the games besides the game he went out, and he was leading a comeback when he went out.
Why is he always having to lead a comeback?
Ooh, that's a good point. Speechless.
They don't have a defense. I guess that's the only thing I got. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, because we all agree Shanahan's a good coach, right?
Yes, I would. Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, just with how – because he has some sort of modicum of talent. If he can do all that with Matt Ryan, Jimmy G's going to be fine, right? he should.
But without a defense.
Yeah.
Like you just said, they don't really have a defense. That's why he's in comeback. So can you win every game as a shootout?
Their front four is going to be dirty, though, because they're going to probably have Bosa. They've got Solomon Thomas. They've got another guy there that I'm forgetting right now.
DeForest Buckner? Too. Yeah.
Yeah, him. Buckner.
Buckner.
Like, their front four is solid. I don't know who's playing linebacker for them anymore, because I think Bowman retired too, I think. They've got Fred Warner.
Yeah, they have one other guy too. I just can't remember his name. But I could not name you one of their starting corners at all.
Other than Sherman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but Sherman. And now they have Verrett. So, actually, their secondary might not be too bad.
The problem with their secondary is they're all coming off of horrible injuries.
Yes, that is true. So, comeback season. So, they are the dark horse candidate. I like this.
Them and the Broncos.
Sure. Foles is a Jag. Thoughts? I'm calling him a bust. I think he's going to bust, like, wide open.
Yeah, I think it's him going to the Rams 2.0.
Yep.
I like that. Yeah. I will say this. His wife is gorgeous.
He does have that going for him.
I don't know if you saw his picture, like at the signing the document.
Yeah.
Tory Falls was sitting there next to him in Jacksonville. He's winning.
I don't know. Something's wrong with that team. I don't know what it is. Just something's wrong with it. They had that 1 year wonder and it's all going to come collapsing.
They have an Indian owner with a French mustache. Something's wrong with that picture.
That is true. I'm telling you, like, the only thing I feel like if they move to London, they'll fix their franchise. I have no evidence for that. There's no real logic behind it. But I feel like if they go to London, everything will be okay.
They need a spark.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, I don't know if they'll find that in London, but it's not here, so...
I saw some very scary, scary rumors that the Packers were thinking about signing Bortles as a backup.
Why is that scary? He's got to be better than the Notre Dame guy you have. I can't remember his name. Yeah. Kaiser.
I think Bortles is a curse to this world.
Dude, Mike, you got to be on my side here, right?
Yeah, I'm on your side. I like the boat.
Yeah, come on. Lay off.
Oh, you know about the boat?
Everybody knows about the boat.
Everybody knows about the boat.
Yeah, back off.
Boat. Boat. One of the most legendary texts I've ever received.
It's like I was trying to find the tweet, but I can't see it. So there's like two NFL quarterbacks that have thrown for like so many yards, so many touchdowns, and run for so many in one season, and it was Pat Mahomes and Blake Bortles. So, like, that one season, like his first 2 years when he was just a gunslinger, like, that's still in there somewhere.
He's not a gunslinger. He's not a gunslinger.
It's because he's been, like, nerfed down. You know, Doug Marone's holding him back.
Where do you think he's going to end up?
The Raiders is a possibility. They just cut A.J. McCarron. They need a backup quarterback.
Okay.
Honestly, the Pats might not be bad either.
Ooh, that'd be really dangerous to see him with
I know, right? maybe New York? Like, get him in case Eli goes down.
Oh, I was going to say he'd be great to replace Darnold.
Such a jerk. Honestly, the Broncos, Joe Flacco gets hit in the knees again and there's no Lamar to step in, so they just bring on Blake.
Whoa. Don't talk about Joe Cool like that.
Sorry.
I'm not going to lie. If that did happen to Joe Cool, I would rather have Bortles there to replace.
So do you guys still have Case?
No, Case is on...
Yeah, Keenum went to Washington.
Yeah, he's a Redskin.
Right.
Yeah, so Washington... It's going to be weird. The NFC East between the Giants and the Redskins, it's going to be like a who wants to suck more this year.
That's very true.
Like Washington's defense is probably pretty good, but that offense.
Their defense is scary, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, so, okay, Mikey, I got to hear this Case Keenum take you had about him being MVP.
2 years ago. Let's get the timeline straight. Because
let's straighten this out.
If you just say that I think he was an MVP right now, that's complete hot trash. But 2 years ago, when he was with the Minnesota Vikings, he was putting up numbers.
He was. I remember
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So MVP I don't understand numbers? Why he was putting up MVP numbers. He was throwing the ball as better than anybody was at that point in the season.
I'm going to pull up his stats right now just so we can see what we're talking about here.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm going to live with it.
I mean, what? It was like
it's
Brady,
not,
Gurley.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. I'll
but it wasn't as good. It was not as good as Brady at all, right? It wasn't even close.
So Keenum had a 98 passer rating, 22 TDs, 7 picks. It's a good ratio. He did have the miracle.
Yeah, he did have the miracle. He had an MVP moment.
Let me look at Tom Brady. Yeah, Brady. I think Brady won that year.
Yeah, that was Wentz's good year too, right?
I
think it was. Let me pull it up.
Wentz won MVP, didn't he? Oh no, he got hurt. Yeah, he got hurt. Yeah. You're right.
2017. Yeah, Wentz threw for 33 touchdowns. So. I'm just
Brady
saying.
Brady had 32 touchdowns, 8 picks, 102 rating. That's not far off from Keenum. I will say that. It's not that much better.
Yeah, so dumb take, Mikey.
That's fine. I lived with it. It's better than your take thinking Darnold's going to lead the Jets to the playoffs.
He is behind the legs of Le'Veon Bell and the coaching strength of Adam Gase, who, as we all know, has a great track record.
Yeah, following an imaginary ball around with his eyes.
I saw a taco, not a ball.
Oh, taco.
How much cocaine is that guy snorting every day?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I really hope he hires back that coach that was caught for snorting cocaine.
From the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring in Richie Incognito too. We'll get the whole gang together.
I'll take Richie Incognito. We're about to bring back. They just cut one of their left guards, and we might sign him back because Adam Gase loves him.
I saw you guys just signed Brian Poole.
Yeah, I just saw that too. So hopefully him and the Buster can just compete for most PIs in a full season.
Wait, I think you guys got rid of Buster.
Yeah, we did. But that way we can have a little cross rivalry going. Like, you know, there's kind of, he's just trying to step in, fill his shoes. Buster's got to defend his title. It's going to be great.
Nice. I like it.
So that's all I had written down. Do we want to get in? Oh, wait. So you listened to our episode where we draft picks, right?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Who's
I agreed with most of them. Well, I can't remember whose was better. I didn't, like, write them down and, like, study
just gut
them for a week.
Gut instinct. Whose was better?
Not yours.
Thank you.
I feel like that's bias. Follow that slide.
It is bias because who did you have the Jets taking?
I think I had them taking Josh Allen. Yeah, I think I'm taking Josh Allen because Quinnen, I said, goes – because I didn't have Kyler going one. That was their main difference. And so Quinnen went one, Bosa two, and then Josh Allen. Which, like, the closer we get to the draft, the more I see Quinnen going one.
No way.
Arnoff – what? So Arnoff sent me a tweet last night, actually, that said the 49ers are absolutely in love with Quinnen, think he's a once-in-a-generation prospect. From some scout.
They're saying that. They're taking Bosa.
Man, I hope so.
They're taking Bosa.
But I just want Quinnen so bad. But it's fine.
I want Devin White so bad.
He's gonna be so good.
And that's a so with a S E A U X.
But he fitted so much better on the Broncos than he would the Packers.
Yeah.
He would.
I agree with y'all saying that, like, that head coach for Denver wanting Roquan Smith, that fits in perfectly.
Yep.
Yeah. It really does.
It's a little too good, and I hate it. I hate it so much. Yeah, but I was running – there's a website that Arnav sent me yesterday where you can just do draft simulations.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, and so you can just hit this button, and it just spits them out for you. Like, just, they're all pretty similar, but they change slightly. Every single one had the Raiders at 4 taking Devin White. Every single time I ran it.
Weird.
Yep, it was Devin White at 4. And I was just like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like he's the kind of prospect Mayock would go for, though. Like, actually really talented. Not, that would definitely be a Mayock and not a Gruden pick.
Yeah. We'll see. I can't wait for the draft, though. I really can't wait.
Yeah,
it's going to be such a great night.
Okay, so do we want to get into our mountains?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay.
I love it when we just surprise them with a cut like that.
Yeah, no one ever knows. Everyone ever
knows. It's like the our little rite of passage. It's just okay, a surprise.
All right, so this is going to be our Mount Kirk Jaffel of famous redheads.
How do you spell that?
K-I-R-K-J-U-F-E-L-L. Kirk Jaffel.
Exactly how I spelled it in my head. That's pretty cool.
Mikey, this is in honor of you.
It is. It is.
I feel insulted. Said,
you should feel proud. What do you mean insulted? Be proud of your demon hair. So actually, why don't you kick it off?
No, I refuse.
Okay, that's fine. I'll kick it off. My first one of Mount Kirk Jaffel of redheads is Andy Dalton.
The beige water pistol.
I feel like Andy Dalton really opened people's eyes to the fact that redheads can actually be athletic. Because if you asked me to name a redhead NFL player before Andy Dalton, I'm not sure that I could.
Nah, he's the one. He's definitely the one.
Was Carson Palmer a redhead?
Ah, yeah, you're right. Why are all the Bengals quarterbacks redheads?
That like, is weird, isn't it?
Huh.
That's the only guy. Sean McVay's a redhead now, isn't he?
Is he? No. Is he? I guess.
Is he?
I thought he might be blonde.
Is he? He might be blonde. You say blonde, and now I picture him being blonde. I think redhead could work too. But regardless, I feel like Andy Dalton was really just the one that opened people's eyes.
I think McVay is redhead. I'm looking at a picture right now.
If McVay's a redhead, like that's huge for like redheads everywhere.
Nah, he's not a redhead. Nah, he's not. He's not. He's got shades of auburn.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I'm looking at this picture. He does look pretty red.
It looks red when he's on the Redskins because I think the colors are like reflecting.
Okay, here's a question for you. Who has better hair, Jared Goff or Sean McVay?
Ooh, Sean McVay.
Let me look at Goff's hair.
Wow, this is a really good picture of Sean McVay, and then I flip to the right, and this is a really bad picture.
But it's definitely McVay. Definitely McVay.
The little front spiky tip he's got going on.
I like the spike. Yeah. I like the spike.
Do you think he gels that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's Jerry the fact that he gels it enough to where he cares about it, but then like he spikes it, so that's why like he doesn't care that much about it.
Interesting. I bet he goes to a barbershop.
Mikey, I bet he does too. Mikey, did you ever watch that video of Jared Goff's AP economics project?
No, I did not.
No. You should. It's like really educational. This is a fun fact. Oh, I have to send it to you. He sings a song.
Okay. Well, that's a good one, TC.
Yeah. High bar.
Okay, I'll go next. First one on my mount is Ronald Weasley.
He barely missed the cut on mine. That's good.
He's probably the head of the class for me. He pulls Emma Watson. I mean, what can you say? What can you say? He's a beast.
He's got great freckles.
A killer accent. Blood. He says bloody hell better than anyone I've ever heard.
That's true. Yeah. Mikey?
No, I told you I'm not I still feel insulted.
Okay.
However, my number there one is I'm gonna take Ed Sheeran.
Oh, shoot! I didn't even think about Ed.
I didn't think about Ed Sheeran either.
Because he's the most talented redhead in the world, and he includes—I don't know the guy's name, but we're gonna call him Ron Weasley again in one of his music videos.
Rupert Grint.
So that's two great redheads. Look, I'm not gonna remember that. That's you fine. Could ask me again in 5 minutes. I'm gonna forget that. So Ron Weasley is gonna be.
Okay, good pick. That was definitely like one of that I should have thought of.
I totally agree with everything you said except for one thing. You said he's the most talented redhead in the world, but I don't think you heard TC's first pick.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, see that's what I did hear, and that's why I said that.
Fair enough.
That's fine. All right. My number two is Jessica Chastain / Molly Ringwald.
Great pick. I almost went with her.
I guess because I can't differentiate the two anymore. But she's great in Interstellar. She is great in Molly.
Molly was such a good movie.
Molly was such a good movie. Mike, did you ever see Molly?
That was with the Daniel Radcliffe?
No.
Wait, Molly's what's the Molly? One where
Jessica Chastain played Molly Ringwald. Who was shockingly good, because I usually don't like kind of historical documentary-ish movies where like people play famous people in their lives, but that one was like amazing. Yeah, so she made my Mount Rushmore and she's really cute, so
nice. Okay. Okay, my second one is Little Orphan Annie.
Daddy, we're going for the classics.
Daddy Warbucks, Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, those freckles. You can't really beat Annie. When I think about redheads, I think about her.
Well, then why is she not your number one?
Because she's not a wizard. She's an orphan. Oof.
That's a good point.
It's that simple.
All right, Mikey.
I'm going to take Amy Adams.
Good pick.
Yeah, I'm making this up as I go, by the way. So, honestly, just because she's great and everything she's in. So.
The Office. Hotter Pam.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Why is she the hotter Pam?
Young Amy Adams is incredibly attractive. Like, I mean...
Well, no, I mean, I don't agree with you, but I don't really... Why is she the hotter Pam?
She's Pam 2.0. Did you watch the episode? She's definitely like... Oh, listen, this is...
Look, I'm saying because it's not like she was like another receptionist that Jim went after at the same time.
She was
Pam.
They both have gray hair. That's it.
Oh, I get it. So we just group all the redheads together.
That was
together
the entire
and
one, point 1.0, of this
2.0. Gotcha.
Which
I still disagree
fine.
With.
So my number three all is right, cool. Princess Fiona from Shrek.
That's a good pick.
I cannot think of another redhead princess. And so she's the very first one.
I can. Hang on. I'm going to get my movies mixed up. Well, I don't know if she was a princess, but that Brave movie.
Shrek came out first, so she paved the way for Brave. Without princess...
But that's not what you said. That is not what you said.
Take them down, baby!
So we're not arguing semantics on this podcast. She was a leader. She was an ogre. And, honestly, when's the last time you've seen a main character redhead in a cartoon? Exactly.
Okay. I am going with my third one. With Carrot Top.
Is that weird doll thing?
No. Carrot Top is a stand-up
Wait,
comedian.
What?
Is this...
He's a legend.
You don't know who Carrot Top is?
He's a legend.
Dude, He's like the weirdest person in the world. He was like a comedian, and then all of a sudden he got super buff.
He's a total oddball.
Is he androgynous?
He's like super buff now.
Is he really androgynous?
Look at that hair. I would say out of all my picks, he has the best red hair. So that's why he's on my list.
Dude, this guy is weird.
Yeah, he is.
This is the reason people make fun of redheads, Mikey. Like, this guy right here.
I can't believe you don't know. Like, I can't believe this is your first time finding out who Carrot Top is.
Dude, why does he wear so many rainbow shirts?
He's nuts.
Like, I'm just scrolling through. He makes a really good clown.
Yeah, he does.
Dude, is this guy gay?
Yeah, who knows? He's probably fluid.
There's at least 3 pictures of him wearing a dress.
That should answer your question.
This is the guy in Vegas who, like, opens for other acts. Like, he's just, like, a total joke.
Okay, so when I go to a concert and I'm trying to see the main act, and this is the guy that comes out.
Yes, that's Carrot Top.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, he's not funny at all. He's a total disaster. But that's like, a redhead.
So, yeah, I was about to say, like, all redheads, yeah. All right, Mikey, what's your third?
I'm going to go... like oddball here, and this guy's name is Christopher Hifju, if I'm saying
Hifju?
That right.
Hifju?
Who is that?
Hifju. Christopher Hifju. He's on Game of Thrones. He's one of my favorite characters on Game of Thrones, but once you Google a picture of him, you
how do you spell Hifju?
H-I-V-J-U.
Oh, he's a King Christopher.
Oh, he plays, what's his name in the show?
He plays Tormund Giantsbane in Game of Thrones. Yeah, he's my favorite character. One of my favorite characters in Game of Thrones. Therefore, he earns the third spot.
Do you think he's going to close with Brienne of Tarth?
Probably. He survived. Well, spoiler alert: he survived the mountain fall, the wall falling. So, why not?
Wait, how do you know that?
He's in the trailer.
Oh.
Yeah, they it's like a huge spoiler that they just kind of like. I don't know if they forgot that they were leaving like such a cliffhanger, having them fall with the wall. But it was just like they released the trailer and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, these guys
good
are still
I didn't even pick up on that.
Is he a dwarf?
Yeah. It was disappointing. What is right?
No, is he a dwarf? He looks like someone that would play a dwarf. Like, if you had me pick out his face from a lineup of Lord of the Rings actors who's played dwarves, I wouldn't be able to differentiate him.
Are you saying that just because of the redheaded, like, dwarf thing from Lord of the Rings?
He's got a giant beard. Like, I cannot find a picture of him that doesn't have this beard shaved down, like, above his chest.
And that's why he's perfect.
Dude, this is a picture of him in a top hat and a cane, though. Like, this guy's rocking
it. That's creepy.
I'm just saying. Okay, to close it out, my last one. I had 3 written down. I'm gonna go with Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Oh shoot, dude.
Yep.
What were your other two?
Isla Fisher and Emma Stone. And
I can't believe I didn't think of any of these. These are all great.
So Daphne, I think, is probably one of the greatest cartoon characters of all time.
Okay.
And definitely she probably should have ended up with Scooby at the end of it instead of Fred. But
wait, she ends up with Fred?
I think so, right?
I don't know my Scooby-Doo relationships.
I feel like it's Fred. Mikey, it's Fred, right?
Yeah.
Fred's like the blonde
Fred. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're asking me, like, I'm some Scooby-Doo expert, but yes, I believe it's Fred.
I didn't know. As someone who hasn't watched Scooby-Doo in years, I have it in my head that it's probably Fred.
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, yeah, I think it is. I'm shocked you didn't go Emma Stone.
I feel like I used her in another mountain. I used her in that other mountain like just 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I had to kind of branch off a bit.
Fair enough.
I think I also used Isla Fisher in that same Mount Rushmore, which is another reason I
picked her. Oh, Isla is great.
And I remember not putting Jessica Chastain in that one. For being in Molly. So
what was that one where we had 3 redheads come up?
It was Movie Crushes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. You've got a lot of redhead crushes.
It's weird, isn't it? But to be fair, like, the ones for Emma Stone, she's mainly blonde. But she's a natural redhead.
That's true. So. Okay. All right. Rounding out my list is Marty Wolf from Big Fat Liar.
That's a good one.
He literally dyes his hair orange.
That one's like so perfectly you out of left field with the Big Fat Liar reference.
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and it's just.
No. When's the last time you watched this movie?
5-6 years ago.
Mikey, have you ever seen Big Fat Liar?
Yeah, with the dude from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kid.
Marty Wolf with a fiery orange beard and hair cannot be beat. Not even Carrot Top could pull that off.
I googled Marty Wolf Big Fat Liar and just a ton of pictures of Frankie Muniz pop up.
Just type in Marty Wolf. Marty Wolf pictures, please hold.
I can't even remember. Like, I haven't seen this movie probably since I graduated elementary school. And like you brought it up so many times over the years, I have to go back and watch it at some point.
It's amazing.
I don't think it's amazing. That's why I need to go back and watch it, because I don't think it is. But it's I can't say for certain.
It's a top 10 movie.
I do not believe that at all.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't agree with that either. But it's not the worst movie in the world, but it's not.
Frankie Muniz, Amanda Bynes, Paul Giamatti. What more could you want?
That's one we need to come back to. Just a mountain of movies that should be top 10 movies that aren't.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. We'll try to shoot for that next week. Yeah. All right, Mike, close this out with yours.
Hang on. I had it. Karen Gillan.
Oh, yeah. Gillan. She's the one. I don't know how to say her name. She was in Jumanji, right? Yes, sir.
She was in Jumanji, and she also plays Nebula in The Avengers.
Oh, wait, she's really? Cute. I didn't know that.
Yes. That's why I included her, because I like the fact that she has like a complete oddball in her resume of being a robot lady.
So is she naturally white or naturally blue?
She's naturally blue, but she dyes her skin white every morning.
She's the opposite of Marty Wolf.
All right. So Alex, you said last like 2 or 3 days ago that you went on a Netflix binge over the weekend, right?
Yes. So I have a couple things that I watched. First thing I watched was called The Founder, and it was a Netflix movie about McDonald's. It wasn't a documentary.
Oh, that's with the Vulture.
Costner.
Yeah. Wait.
I think it's – wait. Nah, no, it's not Costner. Sorry.
It's Michael Keaton, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keaton. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about
– So I saw that. 6 out of 10. Not bad. Not great.
Okay.
It was a Netflix movie.
Like McDonald's.
Yes. Then I watched Friends from College, both seasons. I watched 16 episodes.
Jeez, you did go to bed.
I'm telling you, I went to Gaelic football. I was in my bed by 7:15, and I watched Netflix until I went and got my haircut, came back, and finished.
Okay.
That's what I did all Saturday. But, so that show was decent. The first season was good. Second season was awful. Now it's been canceled. But the show that I told you about briefly was called Dating Around. I recommend you both go watch it if you haven't already
seen it. Yeah, it's on my list still. That's the one with, like, they go on blind dates, right?
But yeah, the premise is they get each episode. There's, like, 6 or 7 episodes. Each episode, they'll get, like, a guy. And they'll bring in 5 or 6 girls for a blind date. And they video the whole thing. They cut back and forth between them all. And then they show he has to, like, he basically says goodbye to some. Some he rides out in a cab with to go get a second, like, a coffee or dessert in a second cafe. And then at the end of the episode, he has to pick his winner. And it's great. TC, it's your show.
I know. It's what
it
you said.
Made for you, dude.
Yeah, I'll definitely try and catch that. So, all right, I haven't ever told you about this show. I've only told, like, 2 people I've even watched this show. And I feel like by now, everyone that would normally listen to our episodes, we, like, cut out once we start talking about football for half an hour. Yes. So we got to filter. No one's listening to this part. So there's this show that came on Netflix like 3 years ago. It was called Kevin from Work. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. So no. It is just this sitcom about this guy, Kevin, who works in some office, and he's in love with this girl who like works next to him. And she's just like one of those characters you just fall in love with. She is funny. She's smart. She's really cute. And like the show was really cool because like they did all these like cartoon animations to kind of animate Kevin's thoughts and like just certain like it was just different. But so the first episode, he is about to quit and go take a promotion at a different job. And so he writes her like this long drawn out letter about how much he loves her, and he doesn't end up going because it falls through. And so he has to deal with the fallout of that. And it's just about him like making her fall in love with him. And then he does all this stuff at the end of the season to get it right and try to put like, you know, get her to realize that the guy she's with is a jerk or whatever. And there's a mix up, and then she thinks that guy did it, and that guy proposes to her, and that's how the season ends.
Is this on Netflix?
Well, there's 10 episodes, and then it got canceled. So that's the only season in existence. I think they've taken it off Netflix since.
No way.
But it was such, like, I watched all 10 episodes in, like, one night. It was not that great of a TV show. But it's like when you watch a rom-com and you're like, this really isn't that great, but this girl is so cute, I have to keep watching. That's what this show was.
Interesting, dude.
And I'm never going to forget it. I want to get it on DVD, just have like 10 episodes, 20 minutes each, and just have that for the rest of my life.
Kevin from Work.
Kevin from Work.
Running it down.
Yeah, so I'll never know how it ends. That's super sad to me, is that I'll never know what's going to happen with that.
That is sad. But you can make up in your mind what you want to happen.
Yes. Yes. And I've been waiting on this girl to get in something else so I can watch it. And she, like, her most recent thing is Bartender in another movie.
That doesn't sound as appealing.
It doesn't, does it? So that's my Netflix show that no one's ever heard of.
I've written it down. I'm looking it up on IMDb right now. And I will look for it.
Okay. That's all I ask.
I like it. Mikey, I have some questions for you.
Why do you suck?
Good one.
I need your top 5 movies right now.
You can't do that without letting me have like a 30-minute
30-minute process
to get them ready. I cannot spitball my top all 5 right, movies.
What is your favorite movie?
This is really hard.
That's what she said.
Think about that. Good I have two more You're questions for you, setup. Then we'll come back to it. What All is right. your favorite Pop-Tart?
Ooh, I like the classic just frosted strawberry.
Interesting. Do you put that in the toaster?
Really?
Of course. Either toast it or freeze it.
Freeze it?
You've never had a frozen Pop-Tart?
No.
I never had a toasted Pop-Tart.
They had the...
What?
Are you serious? You've never had a
it's totally different Pop-Tart? Experience.
I have never had a Pop-Tart outside That's of like... getting it inside a school vending machine.
Oh, you gotta. You all right? First of all, you need to go toast a Pop-Tart.
I don't think I have a toaster in my house.
Well, then what are you doing?
There's no toasters at Chick-fil-A, so I don't see the point.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true. And then, yeah, if you freeze Pop-Tarts, they had, like, a line of Pop-Tarts that they came out with that had, like, this logo on the little package that said when they were cold enough for them to be, like, perfect to eat when you froze them.
Interesting.
I've never seen these.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah.
How, like, is it hard to eat?
No, because it's, like, you look at the, like, well, it was, like, the package, like, as soon as the logo, like, turned, like, full blue or something like that, then you would take it out and eat it. So it would just get it really cold and it wouldn't like freeze it hard.
Wow, that's
it's really hard to explain.
That's cool. Okay, so but you go toasted strawberry over brown sugar.
Yes, I like the classic.
Would you go toasted brown sugar over just an untoasted strawberry?
Sure, yes.
So life-changing question.
So the real answer is a toasted
I will take a toasted Pop-Tart over a untoasted Pop-Tart any day. Unless it is the s'mores Pop-Tart, in which case that belongs in the trash.
Yeah. S'mores does suck. Okay, I like that. That's a good answer. Okay, what do you get at McDonald's?
Chicken nuggets.
What kind of dipping sauce?
Either sweet and sour or... Yeah, no.
You don't go honey mustard?
No, I don't like their honey mustard.
Big mistake. And then we'll circle back to the first question. What's your favorite movie?
I don't want to go Inception, but Inception is like the best movie ever.
You're only watching Inception. You're only watching Inception last year.
Yes, like I stopped everything I was doing because you guys said you were watching Inception, and I just watched it with you. But there's other movies that could take the cake. It's hard for me to just like.
Have you seen Captain Marvel yet?
Not yet, okay. But I want to.
Are you a Marvel guy?
Have you?
Alex, you yes. are the only one that's not a Marvel guy.
Wait, what do you mean by like Marvel guy?
Do you like Marvel movies?
Yeah, I like Marvel movies. But like, I'm not like one of those weirdos that's like, oh yeah, Marvel over everything. DC sucks. It's like, I enjoy the DC movies just as much as I enjoy the Marvel movies. Even though the DC movie sucks.
I will never watch a superhero movie again.
Oof. Ouch. Who hurt you?
Captain America Civil War.
Okay. To be fair, you were dying when you saw it in theaters. I remember that.
What do you mean I was dying? What do you mean?
That was me and Mason were there, and you were like having a full blown allergy meltdown.
Don't blame my hatred of Marvel, this Marvel Cinematic Universe, on my horrible allergies.
This kid literally spent the whole movie just with his nose inside his shirt, and you could just hear it like leaking the whole time. He was suffering, and I think it's really like what spawned his hatred.
I was suffering as I watched superheroes fight each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was a pretty heart-wrenching movie, if you remember it.
It sucked.
A friendship got torn apart right in front of everybody.
I wasted $8 that day.
Oh my gosh. Well, regardless, Captain Marvel was pretty good. Really enjoyed it. You're going
to
love it.
What would you give it?
I give it a 7.
That's every Marvel movie. Oh, 7. It was solid. It was a weak 8.
Now
it was a weak 8. It's all the same.
Now let me ask you, Alex. What would you rank Hitch? 1 to 10.
Hitch was a 7.
Hitch was a 7. What would you rank Ghost of Girlfriend's Past?
I would also give it a 7.
Give it a 7. Are these movies you don't enjoy? Are these movies bad?
I think I have to go to bed.
This goes back to my whole thing.
What are you, lawyer?
No, I'm just saying, like, these movies don't have to be great. Like, there's a lot of things wrong with Captain Marvel, but there are moments that shine so much, I just love the movie because of it. Like, that moment where Hitch chases down What's-Her-Face's car, jumps on top of the hood, and starts telling her to stop. It's dumb. It's stupid. But everything else in the beginning of the movie already made up for it. So I'm hooked.
See, here's more of my argument. It's not that sevens aren't enjoyable. My argument is that Marvel movies aren't sevens. They're more like fives. And everyone says they're sevens.
Oh, that's not true. That is not true. A five is watching the third Hobbit movie. Go on for 3 hours. Nothing's happening. Suddenly, Orlando Bloom has an acting career again, and none of it makes sense. A five is watching, you know, her, watching a guy, you know, have sex with some virtual reality computer.
That's a 3. That's a 3.
Yeah. I was honestly thinking it's probably like a 1 or a 2. A seven is watching. I can't spoil the movie. A seven is watching Matthew McConaughey develop a whole complete arc in the span of one night while revisiting all of his past and growing up.
Yes, that is a seven. Marvel.
That's a seven.
TC, if I ask you, would you rather watch that or Marvel?
Specifically, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past?
Yes.
Probably Marvel, honestly. It depends on the mood. It's a tough question.
Gosh.
Anyway, we're going to be arguing about this for the rest of our lives. I can
yes, we will. Yeah, we will.
Did you see the Endgame trailer?
No, I don't watch. No.
Oh my gosh, how do you not watch the trailer? The biggest movie phenomenon in human history, and you don't even want to watch the trailer.
Nah,
it's not going to spoil anything for you.
I'm not going to watch it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I woke up this morning.
What'd you
how
think?
Was it?
It was all right. It wasn't
I agree
the best
with that.
Trailer
it
I've
wasn't
ever seen
great.
In my life.
I think the other teaser was better.
But I do think that there's something weird about the fact that they made everything in the trailer gray.
Except
for the color red.
See, I love that.
So I kind of want to know, what does that
That's
mean?
That's so artistic.
Is red, like...
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, you know how, like, they said, like, isn't there, like, a stone that they're going to use to, like, the soul stone or something like that?
I don't want to know. But I love how they structure the trailer. They grade everything out except for that color. Like, I love when they get creative with that. It makes it so much more fun.
And I like that they went, like, way back. Like, they were showing all the characters.
Like, their origin stories. Yeah.
From their original movies. And it's just, like, that's really cool because, like, this is it. Like, this is the end. Like,
yeah.
There's no more Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man anymore.
Exactly. The build-up made it great.
Yeah.
There's been, what, 25 movies? 23?
Something like that, yeah.
Times $8, add popcorn. It's called $10 a trip. You're talking 250 bucks just to get to the climax of the story.
It's about the journey.
A $250 journey. That's not even counting gas.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I think I've only seen like 4 Marvel movies in theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just a general question because I was actually talking to someone about this earlier. Do you want to watch a movie at home or would you rather have a theater experience?
Depends, because there's a lot of bad things that can happen in a theater experience.
That's true.
Like, for instance, like if you watch a movie at home, you can like turn it up. You get the volume right. You get snacks that you already have at your house, so you're not spending more money. The bathroom is within like, what, 10 feet at most. You don't have to leave the entire movie for it.
That's a good point.
If you go to the theaters, you're going to have like every single person ignoring, like annoying you. Some lady's phone is going to go off. Some kid's going to be behind you kicking your chair. Yeah, so, but it depends. You could have good moments at like theaters. So
I think the popcorn is what really separates.
That is true.
You're totally right. You could get a kid kicking your seat. You could get a guy on his phone, and that wrecks the movie. But when you get the movies where that doesn't happen and you get a nice big tub of buttery popcorn, it's just so good.
Yeah. I'm picking
yeah,
theater every day. I love it. I love the experience. I love sitting down and just having the movie. If I'm at home, I'm either, do I really even want to watch this anymore that I'm sitting here? You just play Fortnite instead. It's hard. But... Well, you also have, like, a less chance of getting shot if you're at your home, too, I guess.
Oh, my God.
When you said what could go wrong in a theater, that's the very first thing I thought of. You could get shot.
Oh, wow. I was thinking of more of just, like, rude people. Possibly getting shot. It depends. The guy that shot you could have been the nicest person ever. He just happened to have a bad day.
It takes one bad day.
DC. DC always talking about Hitler and now shooting.
I had not mentioned his name the entire podcast and you bring it up.
Sorry.
This one's on you.
That one is on me.
When you said the guy from Game of Thrones, what was his last name? We were so close, and I was like, just don't even mention it. Just glaze over it, and then here we are anyway. We're not even on a one podcast streak, because we brought it up last week too.
Okay, let's reset. We'll reset the little ticker, the little counter, and we'll see how far we can go.
Days without mentioning Hitler. Zero.
Starting now.
All right. Well, that's a good positive, hopeful note to end on.
I agree.
Mikey, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming, dude. It was fun.
Of course, yeah. Thank you all for having me.
Anytime.
Except for you, TC. Yep. I don't appreciate TC.
Well, I agree with that too.
Right. Well,
TC, I love you.
If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to our podcast. This will be published sometime in the next like 2 days, probably.
Yeah.
So if you want to get Madison to go ahead and just give it a little listen, go for it.
Probably not.
All right, well,
all right, people,
we will see you guys next week.
Adios.